We're beginning an interview with Mrs. Donald Starr, Polly Thayer, at her home in Boston at 198 Beacon Street, May 12, 1995. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Thought we might start with perhaps some of your earliest memories. You were born in Boston, what, in 1904, I believe. Your parents were, can you describe your family a bit?
Yes, father's side of the family was Concord. The old manse, I used to visit there. His father was a Harvard Law School teacher, mm-hmm. and I say invented, I don't know what the right word is, I think he formulated the law of evidence. And back of that, Emerson and along Ripley's. There was an old Ezra Ripley that was a minister, I think. Mm-hmm. And they were mostly legal. Father became dean of the Harvard Law School.
Was he dean at the time you were born?
No. He was only dean about 5 years. And I was 11 when he died. So he was in practice with Story Thorndike, I think, Palmer and Thayer. Mm-hmm.
Here in Boston.
Right.
And his name was Ezra.
Ezra Ripley Thayer. Yeah. And then on mother's side of the family, it was Connecticut. It was this sort of family seat. And that was mostly ministers. I think it was my great-grandfather who was Alexander Hamilton Vinton. He was, and then his brother, I think, was Bishop of Massachusetts. I don't know. They were Episcopalian ministers. Mm-hmm. And there's a St. Gordon's plaque in Emmanuel Church, where he was for a short while.
Here in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And her grandfather meant a lot to mother. It was the days of Mesmer, and he used to. He was very interested in everything of that, saw everything occult, being a minister, this invisible world was important mm-hmm. to him, and mm-hmm. I used to hear a lot about, he used to go and visit in Pomfret.
Pomfret, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Would they have seances, whole sessions, and that sort of thing?
I don't think so. There was one story where I think grandfather had a ghost with a candle on her head, for his guests. They told ghost stories a lot, and this he stage managed it so that in the shadows at the end of the lawn she appeared at just the right moment, but I don't think there was anything with any continuity about it, as far as I know.
Was your mother very interested in that sort of thing?
She was very interested. She was very pious. Pious is a pejorative word today. She was a very faithful churchgoer, mm-hmm. and when Father died. Do we get that? When Father died, she restored the church in Hingham in memory of him. It was always in terms of the church that mm-hmm. she thought, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Fundamentally.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you brought up to be quite pious yourself?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We mm-hmm. went to church mm-hmm. very faithfully in Sunday school, mm-hmm.
And were there brothers and sisters?
I had a brother. Mm-hmm. who taught Roman law at Harvard, mm. and a sister who died at the age of 20, mm. who was a lovely saint. Mm. And
well, your brother followed in the family tradition of law.
Yes, he did, right.
But not merely practicing, but also scholars of the law.
Yes. Right? He would never have done very well practicing. He was very much, he was rather eccentric and highly sensitive. And the practical end of things was not, he couldn't cope with it very well. Mm-hmm. But he was fascinating and quite a brilliant character. He was in his 30s when he was the, I think, accredited authority on Roman law in the Western world. And he was exchange professor in Berlin. He loved the Germans always afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book called The Lex Aquila, that was, I think, a little classic of a sort, and a long Roman history of the Roman law, I think, that hasn't been published.